from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief, Chloe, August 24th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from the notepad from the Mama Notes. Notes on Paris with kids. Last month, we took our three girls ages 6, 8, and 11 to Paris for a week, and to be honest, it was one of the most fun trips ever. Yes, it was hit, but we did and saw so much, yet it felt so stress-free. There was minimal complaining, lots of laughs, and long, leisurely meals. Read on for my tips on traveling to Paris with kids, and the highlights from our week in Paris with kids. If you want help planning your own trip to Paris with kids, please fill out this intake form here. I'd love to help. I know this email usually hits your inbox on Fridays, but summer has been a mix of overwhelm with work, preparing for the baby, prepping for maternity leave, house renovation, and managing the two kids' end of camp season, and then trying to relax and enjoy my time with the boys and actually turn off my work brain. Where we stayed. I've stayed a few hotels in Paris over the years, and they are always cramped and small. Next. Second, from Fill Your Cup. Filling my cup with bricking my phone, maternity leave and nursery prep, being a villager, and minor back-to-school prep. Hi, friends. I will say, there has been so much going on lately that I do feel like burnout is so close to rearing its head it's almost taunting me from around the corner, and I'm desperately trying to avoid it. So, basically, that is why you're receiving this email now. Up next, third from the School for Housewives, a Monday towards the end of the month. The School for Housewives brings you short, practical, and thoughtful messages to inspire you to make your home. If you're new here, go to the homepage for the previous lessons. The categories are arranged in the menu bar at the top. I, free zone. As a person who isn't good at thinking too far ahead, I found it helpful to consider Mondays as the day of the week I should check in on bills and accounts, notice if a new month is around the corner, as with this Monday morning, and line things up for the week ahead. In busy families, Mondays tend to present as total urgency. And then, fourth from Techno Sapiens, how fathers are wired for parenting. Welcome to Techno Sapiens. I'm Jacqueline Nessie, a clinical psychologist, professor, and mom of three. Thank you to everyone who reached out with kind words about last week's post on my son's superhero obsession and the related science. I did receive multiple messages accusing me of making unsuspecting readers cry, so my apologies, but also, maybe mission accomplished. A quick note, I'm on vacation next week, so there will be no new posts, but we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming on Monday, August 31. I am so excited to welcome this month's special guest next. Fifth from Motherhood Musings. Musing, it's not that deep, not everything anyway. The other night, after Ivy had done the dinner dishes and wiped the kitchen benches clean, I walked past the kitchen and spotted, out of the corner of my eye, the ugly green kitchen spray left out by the sink. I know there are so many more important things to be irked about, but things like this just get under my skin. It's the same with cupboard doors left open or damp dish towels left scrunched up on the bench. My poor teens, I know. Leaving the cleaning spray next to the sink is a signature Ivy move, and I had been meaning to say something to her about it for a while. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.